Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. February 6, 1985. Ronald Reagan reports on the State of the Union. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. He was an aging president, just resoundingly reelected, looking ahead. On this date in 1985, fresh from a today unthinkable 49-state sweep in 1984, Ronald Reagan spoke to the State of the Union. It was also the president's 74th birthday. The themes he struck resonate still. Reagan's was a vision that emphasized private enterprise over government engagement, though his actions were never really as radical as his rhetoric. And in his words, we can hear the vernacular of an America that fought with itself, but which fundamentally believed in the rule of law and the efficacy of our institutions. Reagan said this, "I come before you to report on the state of our union, and I'm pleased to report that after 4 years of united effort, the American people have brought forth a nation renewed, stronger, freer, and more secure than before. 4 years ago, we began to change, forever, I hope, our assumptions about government and its place in our lives. Out of that change has come great and robust growth in our confidence, our economy, and our role in the world. Tonight, America is stronger because of the values that we hold dear. We believe faith and freedom must be our guiding stars, for they show us truth. They make us brave, give us hope, and leave us wiser than we were. Our progress began not in Washington, D.C., but in the hearts of our families, communities, workplaces, and voluntary groups which, together, are unleashing the invincible spirit of one great nation under God. 4 years ago, we said we would invigorate our economy by giving people greater freedom and incentives to take risks and letting them keep more of what they earned. We did what we promised, and a great industrial giant is reborn. Tonight, we can take pride in 25 straight months of economic growth, the strongest in 34 years. A 3-year inflation average of 3.9%, the lowest in 17 years. And 7.3 million new jobs in 2 years, with more of our citizens working than ever before. New freedom in our lives has planted the rich seeds for future success. For an America of wisdom that honors the family, knowing that as the family goes, so goes our civilization. For an America of vision that sees tomorrow's dreams in the learning and hard work we do today. For an America of courage whose servicemen and women, even as we meet, proudly stand watch on the frontiers of freedom. For an America of compassion that opens its heart to those who cry out for help. We have begun well, but it's only a beginning. We're not here to congratulate ourselves on what we have done, but to challenge ourselves to finish what has not yet been done. We're here to speak for millions in our inner cities who long for real jobs, safe neighborhoods, and schools that truly teach. We're here to speak for the American farmer, the entrepreneur, and every worker in industries fighting to modernize and compete. And yes, we're here to stand, and proudly so, for all who struggle to break free from totalitarianism, for all who know in their hearts that freedom is the one true path to peace and human happiness. Proverbs tell us that without a vision, the people perish. When asked what great principle holds our union together, Abraham Lincoln said, "Something in the Declaration giving liberty, not alone to the people of this country, but hope to the world for all future time." We honor the giants of our history not by going back, but forward to their dreams their vision foresaw. My fellow citizens, this nation is poised for greatness. The time has come to proceed toward a great new challenge, a second American revolution of hope and opportunity, a revolution carrying us to new heights of progress by pushing back frontiers of knowledge and space, a revolution of spirit that taps the soul of America, enabling us to summon greater strength than we've ever known, and a revolution that carries beyond our shores the golden promise of human freedom in a world of peace. Let us begin by challenging our conventional wisdom. There are no constraints on the human mind, no walls around the human spirit, no barriers to our progress except those we ourselves erect. Already, pushing down tax rates has freed our economy to vault forward to record growth. So said Ronald Reagan. In that voice from nearly 40 years ago, there are perennial principles, perennial disputes over policy, perennial sources of argument and of agitation, as well as of inspiration and illumination. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.